on the Hat Morning Podcast. This is As I See It with Hoosier Ag Today's Gary Truitt. Warning, what you're about to hear may be edgy and not suitable for the kids.
A bridge in Yellowstone National Park, a National Historic Landmark built in 1918, was recently washed away as floodwaters raced down the Yellowstone River. Farther south in Benson, Arizona, dementia, blood cancer, and time took down another bridge. The death of Baxter Black, internationally known cowboy poet, author, and large animal vet, has deprived agriculture of one of the most effective bridges to the non-farm public we've ever had. Baxter could reach people using humor and common sense insights and get them to understand and appreciate farming, ranching, and rural and western culture. His books, newspaper columns, long-running NPR radio show, and personal appearances stood out from the general noise of our world with a different perspective and commentary on everything from presidential politics to livestock testicles. He was a master wordsmith, both poignant and poetic. He found the human in both farm and city life without poking fun or belittling either. He connected producers and consumers at a level far above petty squabbles over GMOs and organic food. His firsthand science-based knowledge of animal husbandry allowed him to expose and discredit the empty claims of the radical animal rights movement. Always sporting his bigger-than-life mustache and cowboy hat, he was a kind, warm, and genuine individual, rare in the entertainment industry these days. I had the chance to interview Baxter many times and was honored to call him a friend. Agriculture will miss Baxter Black, but I hope his works will continue to provide a bridge of understanding between two groups who need to understand each other a whole lot better. I also hope his example will inspire a new generation of bridge builders who will find new ways to bring both rural and city folks closer together. That's how I see it. I'm Gary Truitt.